guess she's bored. She's seen Teresa speaking now as a CEO. It may also be okay in this time. We won't have a problem for that. But we do have a bigger problem in the community workout program. He called here and there. The acting director general told you that there's some of the things sooner than that. The DTA are doing one. The religious affairs fund, they are doing one. The South I think is doing one. And in some pockets there. I think we must work it out this year. At least next time we must have some progress in terms of sorting out some of the problems. We hope as an acting head of the department as a whole will assist us to come with some program that action plan and sit down and look at the action plan and see what else we can do so we address some of their concerns. Because it becomes bad when they raise these issues every day but there's no movement forward. I think it's a bigger issue. But we'll have time to have a discussion with you on the issues that you are raising. But four at least, not bad, the two are bad, four at least, they are there now. Well, we are not called to account for that, we are called to account for the bill now, traditional and coin leadership. We had a long discussion, clause by clause, and debate, a very detailed one. And we concluded that the team is going to go back and then prepare the bill that is going to indicate to us what is new, what is deleted, what is taken out, what is something that can assist us then to move forward. And I think we are meeting for that purpose, really, that will take us through. You indicate what are the issues there. Of course, we've got a list what we are mending. We suspect that all these issues that we put in, they're already in this bill. Dr. Besser,
yes.
Already here.
Yes.
What you are trying to do then is to look at it and see whether it's put there or not. But we think that we have done a great work yourself. I think maybe there will be very few issues that we may find maybe not as clear. Can we, honourable member, move to page one? Of course, they've indicated. I think the one that is traditional leadership is deleted.
Yeah.
And then that one is deleted. I think we are fine. Can we finish?
It's just the date on page one.
Yeah, but
traditional inquiry on leadership goals 2015 to 2018.
Oh yeah, that is retaining the state where it could do the
second.
Jay, on that one, I think maybe Bongiwe must just advise us, because I believe the date that the bill was actually tabled in Parliament remains the same.
Yeah.
But the short title is changed at the end. Yeah. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because the bill was introduced here.
2015, yeah.
In terms of the record of Parliament in 2015. Can we move on? Interpretation and application of principles. You still there's no need to get that you are deleting of the student what you propose. Part 1, part 2, part 3, part 3, 1, part 2. Let's move to page 6. What is before us? And then chapter 4, commission on coincide matters. We know that it was called advisory committee, but
yeah.
Now it's commission. And of course, there are deletions there also. Part 2 also is deleted. Advisory committee on coincide, you know that it's called its commission. Compare again with the one that has a lot of issues. Chapter 5, in general provision, we included there what is inserted this to,
yeah.
The numbering was consequential
exchange.
Yes. Can we page 2, page 8? Code of conduct for members of houses and councils, that's what was instructed. There it is fair. Can we have to chapter 1 interpretation, application and principle? Advisory committee, of course, we deleted that, and then it now is a commission. And then traditional affairs is good, was deleted. This one is for employment. Page 9 and 10 is in one page.
Yeah.
Prescribed, that is numbering there, now it's 60, it was 57. And then as we contemplated in section 7, now 13.7 in section 63.83. And again 63.83. Page 10, nothing we included there in terms of the definition and guiding principles. As I see, page 11, no issue there, that is inserted. Page 12, also leadership and governance, no issue there, that is inserted.
Can I just get clarity?
No.
Which numbering are you using? Are you using this numbering, or are you using this numbering, the old one or the new one?
No, I'm using this number.
New one.
So this refers to this?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so then I do have an issue on page 12.
Page 12, okay.
Yeah, Chair, you will recall that I had a discussion with... Chair, you'll recall we had a discussion about clause 2 sub 2A. When we were doing clause by clause about 2A, that it must not be used to promote or prejudice the interests of any political party. In other words, it becomes imperative rather than discretionary. And secondly, we had a further discussion about the use to promote any faction or candidate, whether an internal or external election. And you said we would come back to it. Well, I believe now the time is opportune to come back to it.
Okay, so it says 12, top A there. Any comment on our member? Olmer Mahem, you're putting a mark.
Okay, I'm saying 2, sub 2A must not be used
to promote
or prejudice the interests of any political party. And then further, after party, the wording, or faction of a political party, or to promote or prejudice any candidate in any election, whether internal or external.
Okay. Any comment on that amendment? Is that that's a matter we're going to apply our mind and we'll come back? Does it cause any problem? Just to safeguard that we don't have a traditional council taking sides even within party political issues. Suddenly they invite him Tether. They don't invite Maluleke because they support him Tether, they don't support Maluleke. But they must not be abused in any way, either by party, sectional people, or some taking that a biased view on some of the issues there. And any issue, colleagues, that you think is there a problem? Yes,
Mark. No, I think it's a good point. It's not a problem. I think we need to factor it.
Okay. Say, can Honorable Mylan just repeat that we have the correct wording, please?
How do you write it down?
To make sure.
Please,
right up. I got it.
Okay.
Or faction of a political party or any candidate.
Or to promote or prejudice any candidate in any election, whether internal or external. And I'm sure the
okay, promote or prejudice any
the
candidate.
Law advisors would. Sorry?
You got it.
Yeah.
What is the external?
I said all faction of a political party. So Ramaphosa versus Dlamini Zuma,
or
DeLille versus Zilla, or whatever it might be.
Chair, thanks. So we got it down. I just need, you know, for the drafting purposes, clarity on the very last part, the external or internal. What exactly is actually meant with that?
Any internal election or external election. In other words, whether it's internal to a political
within
party.
Okay.
Or internal to a school governing body or whatever it might be, or external as in a general election. I don't know. I mean, I think that's something that the law advisors would be able to give you a better clarity as to the exact wording.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought factional would be one thing in the law.
Okay, just as a clarity, where a word is used, it is ascribed to the common usage unless there is a definition that is ascribed to it in the law. In other words, unless the legislation says that faction means A, B, C, D, E, it'll be ascribed what is commonly understood is to mean. And the judges, when it goes to a court, will then utilize the common understanding of what it means. So a faction of a political party, I think everybody around this table knows what it means. I think we're trying to over regulate if we start trying to define what a faction is. A faction is a grouping. So we're saying don't use the resources of a traditional council to promote or prejudice one group versus another.
I was just asking you where to get the word the word faction. It's not necessary that I'm carrying in the statement. If the legal advice can advise us.
What's happening? Papa, will the uncle check the wedding before it can be confirmed? Because we still need to bring back now these amendments with the amendments of today. So we have to check it and then we'll come back to it.
Okay, so I thought that it is applicable law. There's a full-time discussion about what is affection, we know that. But how do you want to apply that and codify it into law? It's something that I think they said to advise in this case. We don't advise accordingly. But in terms of the political of it, as we said here, it's not a problem. It doesn't cause harm to do so. Because you don't want resources to be used. The Honorable Masrif and Honorable Manham, internal party issues. Others are giving resources by the council, others are not. Then they promote faction and division in parties. I think that's an issue that is raised. But let us see in terms of codifying in terms of the law.
Mm.
If it doesn't capture it that way, but will be understood the way we are putting it. Okay. So,
I'm just checking here on our friend Google for possible synonyms, and I think maybe an appropriate one will be a grouping within a political party,
yeah,
rather than a faction. If faction is not acceptable. The word grouping seems to be...
I'll leave that.
Yeah.
Grouping maybe would be far better. Internal or internal grouping of people. Political, we know what that means, general, but I think in the school governing board...
Any specific grouping?
Would be just a grouping of individuals. Yeah. Yeah. Doctor?
My I feel that this clause is very useful because the interface can't tell us the packet. It is, you know, it has to split, and there's another grouping that is running on its own, and then we stand and watch. It's a problem. So if it's clarified in the law, then it will help us a lot.
Okay, let's work it out. Can we move to 14? Again, the consequential numbering there. 67, now we come to 14, okay. Can we move to page 15? 15 there, 4-1, is a resolution of each traditional council or first traditional community area. We inserted that one.
15,
there's no issue. Page 17 is consequential. Initiative 75 is consequential numbering. Advisory committee, now we call it commission. And the numbering there, consequential number, page 18 of the document. Page 19 of the document, similar to the commission instead of advisory committee. And then page 20, page 21, page 22. I don't see any issue there. Page 20, 23, traditional and coastal leaders. We have put everything there. Page 24 is committee and the consequential numbering there. Advisory committee where it appears now is the call commission. Page 25 is consequential numbering, 66, now is 68. Page 26, 90 days, reasonable time is deleted, because they say that must be specific. 90 days, and of course is E or K there, is also numbering. Can we move to page
27?
Yes.
Can you just go down a second? Cross checking, so it doesn't. Just on page 26, 8.1a.1, where it refers to 16 sub 14 A, C, D, E, or K. And this is now whether we can appoint someone, whether the royal family can appoint someone, or whether they can identify someone, not appoint. Whether they can identify someone to be a king, queen, principal, traditional leader, female traditional leader, headman, etc. I just want to make sure I'm 100% clear on this. They can identify someone who is currently a member of a council, a member of a provincial legislature, etc., etc. However, once that person is recognized as such, they can no longer be both. They must be one or the other. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So yeah. Even though this process says they can identify Kevin Milam as the principal traditional leader for East London or whatever it might be, that the minute that I'm appointed, I need to decide whether I'm going to be an MP or a traditional leader. I'm right on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So this doesn't permit both. Sorry? Yes, I'm just checking.
Honourable members will remember that when we get later to the deputies and the actings, there was a lot of discussion about the disqualifications, and we changed that so the disqualifications apply, all the disqualifications apply. But in the case for recognition, the fact that you are a member of parliament doesn't mean, or that you are under 18, doesn't mean that you cannot be recognised as a king or a queen, but as Honourable Member correctly states, once you are recognised, you cannot fulfill both positions, so you will have to, acting will have to be appointed for you. For example, if you are a member of parliament. Thank you.
Okay, I think we'll reconfirm what we have discussed. Page 29. 27 is consequential. Is 90 days, E and K. 28 is a consequential number in there. 29, 90 days instead of reasonable time. But we have included 90 days as the date of becoming aware of such stuff. And then it is included there, and again on page 29, Punya issue, reasonable time, deleted, now inserted 90 days from the date of becoming aware of such stuff. As we move to page 31, the 31 that I have, there's no issue yet, 32, no issue. 33, the consequential numbering there, the 90 days is inserted, wherever it says, reasonable time now is 90 days. And then A3A there is inserted.
Sorry, Chair.
Yeah.
I need to take you back to 33. It's clause 9. 7 at the end, on the very last sentence of 33, we had a discussion about it, and again it was something that we were going to come back to, where we said providing that any disqualification in terms of this act relating to a sentence of imprisonment for a period of more than 12 months without the option of a fine ends 5 years after the sentence has been completed. In other words, that you could become a traditional leader or a Khoisan leader 5 years after the end of your sentence. And we pointed out at the time that if you have served a period of jail time of more than 12 months without the option of a fine, you can't become a member of parliament, you can't become a councillor, you can't become a member of the provincial legislature. In this legislation, we're saying 5 years after your sentence is suspended, you're good to go. You can be a traditional leader again. And we basically would say we would come back to it, and I think that we need to seriously consider taking that last sentence out.
And then it's permanent.
Yeah.
Why are you killing poor man?
Chair, I'm not killing any poor man. I'm saying that we want good governance and we want good leadership. And if someone served a period of jail time for murder, I certainly wouldn't want them to be a traditional leader.
Okay, colleague, let us see. How do you see that one? Mm-hmm. If you're a member of parliament, there's no comeback. disqualify.
I think we agree that we need to tighten it. There is a very good example. Because the law framework act was a gray area, it led to a very serious headache. If it is spelled out clearly up front that when you have committed a crime, you can't come back and become a traditional leader. In other words, they've got to identify somebody that has got to come in. It's a difficult thing, but it will also prevent people doing wrong things.
But you
Well, I remember, I think we see that one. Member of Parliament, you are disqualified until you die.
Yeah. No, it's different. Member of Parliament, they can't be.
No, can't be a member. If you're a member of Parliament, you got sentenced 12 years, 12 months without a fine, there's no coming back.
Yeah.
To say that I've served my purpose for 10 years and I'm coming back doesn't, it's permanent. And then I think the point that is raised that apply that also to traditional leaders working. Because what you want to have is not things who are going to burn houses of other people. Yeah.
And just another very practical example. if that king or traditional leader comes back after 12 months or 5 years, there will be part of royal family that were, that must have reported him. They will, they can get very seriously victimized if he comes back, because then he will be having the power again over them.
So he won't come back.
So it's a permanent disqualification.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's fine.
You will come back and say, but you won't come back here. Yeah.
Why
he wants to come back.
Can we move?
Yes.
There's no violation of anyone's right.
Just a small point. For example, customarily, in some of the customs, such as the one Honorable Petra is giving example of, in fact, it starts with the removal of the spear from those decision makers. They remove the spear and say, you are no longer our leader. And it has also happened in this particular case. And it must be handed to somebody worthy to lead that.
Then we move. 34, then we insert that the minister may make regulation in respect of election referred to in subsection 1. Can we move on? Page 35. 35, reasonable time, deleted. 90 days from the date of becoming aware of such crime. There is it. Any issue there? 37. 38. There's a lot of issue there that you are raising there.
The subject will come out.
38, sub 8. That's
what? 38, 8. Sorry, 11, sub 8. On page 38, that needs to come out. The yellow section needs to come out to align it now to what we've just agreed on the traditional leaders.
38, what? 11.
On page 38. Yeah.
On page 38, the yellow section.
Yeah.
That needs to come out to align it with what we've just agreed on the traditional leaders.
Yeah. So that one we are amending.
Just a question.
We are removed once. We are removed for all. That does not come back. Then you can't be a traditional leader now.
You know, this thing, it goes with the royal house. If there is no other successor from that house, what is going to and then people will start to begin to fight. I don't know how to put it here, but you seem to envy me away. You call the Buddha, but you try. What do I bring you? And there's no success, and maybe people are still young on our part. Then it will be difficult to come to go and get democratic back. And we still got disputes of that nature that has been going on where the kingship is not in the right place. But this clause is going to promote that issue.
Can I just ask you a question? Don't you have this practice of somebody acting? There will always be a region who acts on behalf of the mind or whatever reason. But Professor wanted to come in.
I think there are provisions in all different cultures.
Yeah.
they will never run out of measures to put this. For example, there will be somebody that acts in this particular case, it's not a region. Somebody, you know, like what we have done at Dalinga case, you know, the commission looked at the most suitable person, and that was the younger brother, because they're different, there are hierarchies there. And those people in that, for example, giving the Tosa, Abatembu structure, you have the great house, the right-hand house, Kati. So quite often, if they don't have anyone from the great house, the next one they look at is the Kati. Then somebody gets groomed. It doesn't get out of that family. It remains in that lineage, but they say this one, because of this issue, is removed. But we've got to identify somebody. If somebody is still young, the son or daughter of the person who was found guilty, then they can identify within those structures somebody that must act until such time that.
Well, the first thing for that, there should be no hijacking of kingdom in Queensland. That they simply set up a king, go to the first month that they find is gone forever. And then their house that's supposed to be producing these things disappears. And therefore, then problem is because of the acting way.
Yeah, just as a comment, this legislation actually provides a process for filling those vacancies. I mean, it's one of the things that we've covered extensively in here. If there's a vacancy, how do we fill it?
It was very important to do that to avoid again people just coming together within the royal family and start messing up for avoiding their plans. Everything must be done properly as far as okay. Yes.
I'm not sure when we dealing with the decision of the government, we did take into account the issue of women, because women, they are sidelined when it comes to traditional issues. The example that Honorable Professor was saying, if the king or the senior traditional leadership is being imprisoned for 12 months and he will not come back, why don't they appoint the wife acting for the minor if it is there? But because the problem now is, if this kingship or leadership goes to the other house, those kids, they grow up thinking that they are the rightful owners of that traditional throne. So for the traditional leadership to come back to the rightful house is going to be a problem. I'm not sure how we are going to do it.
No, you are right.
That is a reality that there would be things like that. However, the royal family has decision-making power. And for example, wives of the king, if there are more than one, they are ranked. And the one that is ranked number one and so on, then it is easier there to apply. For example, with the Dalinger war situation, the wives were not ranked. And then they had to go down to the drawing board and say, someone that is married from another kingship, and so even if they are not ranked, senior enough to can be. These things may not be tight. Maybe they are not well tightened up. Maybe this is an area that we need to strengthen so that it's explicit in this regard.
Well, I just think that because we said this, they're not supposed to be the Therefore, the constitutional values are very clear. And then surely anyone who overlooks the women that is there that is qualified or be illegal by law. And explicitly it's very clear in the constitution that you can't have a gender bias, of course. If the she elephant wants to be an acting person in development, sometimes they will want to see that through the fan, whatever coming up there, I think they will do it. And I think we must work it out.
another example of the kind of wife. This is the wife that, you know, the entire community gets involved to say, this is the wife of a king that will bear children. This is in other cultures as well. So there will be no contestation there. Automatically the kendall wife, because the kendall wife bears the successor. And so on. So that's how the gender issues will come in. And so if it happens that, like the other first example of the Dalinjabo, when the wives are not ranked, that is why the commission identified the younger brother to be the logical.
If wives were ranked,
yeah,
they're going to be,
yeah,
the one that qualified.
Yeah.
They're going to be an excellent one. But Dalinjabo didn't rank. It was a good approach. There's only one who controls the king. All others are assist. They can't take over. Whatever happens, they can't take over. I think they're playing a very important role. And then the let's move on. Page 43. They've inserted it after into account whether of the crown connotated in 421.
Page
42.
How
yes.
Did you get
to
42?
See, on page 42, just above that, the paragraph says, and such royal family or council may, in the case of imprisonment as contemplated in 91A1, and subject to 9.7. We need to delete that and subject to 9 in bracket 7, and we need to insert or 11.1A1, because this refers to both traditional and Khoisan leadership, and 11.1A1 refers to Khoisan. Also, Chair, on the previous page in the heading, there needs to be an S after the word leader.
Leader. Can we move to page 44, 43? I don't see anything.
Chair, on 44?
44, we've deleted many areas there.
Chair, on 44, again, the same provision in subsection 8, the fourth last line, it says section 91A1, then we need to delete and be subject to da 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 da. There needs to be all section 11.1A1, and we take out the reference to subject to 9.7.
Can we move to 44? That deletion is there. This is there, deleted 990. King, Queen, Sinspa, traditional titles, deleted, A, C, G, and E, deleted, for reference purposes, that we refer to a correct reference, to ensure that whoever reads the thing. Just move to 45, continuation of that, to then insert it after taking into account whether any of the clouds and of the interpretation that we do. So that is 45, page 45, 60, 90 now. Yes, sir.
Section 14, section 14, that is the point of, and many other sections, that certain things have got to be done within a period of 90 days.
Yeah.
If they don't do it, do they get disqualified? What happens if they don't do it within the same, and they have not explained the reasons why they've given it?
Yeah, maybe there needs to be a clause inserted, and I don't know where it would go in, and this is something that would, but where a traditional council or a Khoisan council or a kingship or queenship council does not act within 90 days, then XYZ must happen. The Premier must convene a whatever and take it forward. So there needs to be, failing which it shall be agreed that this community doesn't exist anymore? I don't know. That the title doesn't exist.
Thanks, Chair. I remember this was discussed at some of the previous meetings, and you will see that we have actually inserted. If you go to page 45, for example, subclause 2 there on top, where, if I can read that one quickly, where the senior judicial leader, the headsman, the headwoman, fails to identify a suitable person, etc., then the premier must, after consultation with that leader and royal family, and also, I remember the members said we must make sure that the disqualifications must be taken into account. So we also insert, after taking into account whether those particular grounds are applicable, and you will find a similar clause in the other clauses in the body.
Can we move that?
Sure, sir.
Yeah.
On page 44 of the bill, subclause 8. It has just been decided that we must, the reference to section 91A1 or section 111A1. I believe all of that wording, the proviso as a whole, should be removed because they're not going to resume their position now, as we've already indicated previously. So from the proviso up to the end of that subsection, it should be deleted.
The whole one,
The provider,
The whole of
the provider. Okay. Can we move to 46? There, just tradition of king, queen, principal, is seen a traditional leader as well as he has always seen a traditional leader. Can we move to page 47?
I see the deletion of king, queen, and we're using senior position leaders. There is a distinction. Senior position leaders are a specific chief, to use the old terminology. And it doesn't include kings, and what have you. So the appropriate word, I think, is traditional leader. Senior, what we call headman, senior traditional leader, principal, and king. All of them are traditional leaders. I'm just suggesting that perhaps kings must not feel that they are excluded from
that traditional leader.
Traditional leader. Cover all that.
Chair, when the committee discussed this in the venue next door, when you discussed specifically the issue of it's the deputies as well, eh? Deputies. There was a long discussion, I remember, between committee and Mr. Sitole, and as a committee you decided at the time then that a king, queen, principal cannot have a deputy. And you instructed us to remove that everywhere. So that it's not the regents are fine and the acting are fine, but the deputies can only be senior headman, headwoman, and senior coison leader. That's how I remember it.
Is it possible to have a king with deputy?
Acting secretary. Yeah.
The thing is, king, for example, and the principal king cannot relinquish their positions and serve in the municipal council or in parliament automatically. Because at a king level, you don't speak to the king directly. Now, how would they? So it's senior traditional leaders and the other levels below.
So that's why we worded it the way we did.
But that's moved. They wouldn't need to appoint another person because they would remain in their position and function.
Okay.
Can we move to 449? Position there, 28 days, inflation, the name collector. Can we move to E, 14 days instead of 21. We have deleted the selection contemplated, where we inserted the forum contemplated in section 1-2-B-E-P. Must assist the king or the queen, since part of this mandate or senior traditional leader. With the selection contemplated in subsection 2, sub 3, and 1. any issue there? So we move to page 15, delete that, the entire 4A, and then 4A now is reinserted there, as A, Roman figure 1. Are we still together? That is a two new paragraph there that you are putting in. That yellowed all of them. 4A1, 4A Roman figure 2, and 4B remains, and 5A again remains. And then on page 51, top paragraph there, indicating the portion of the land forming part of such a general jurisdiction. That way when there are changes in terms of whatever boundary, by demarcation board, a bit of indication that this part now follows this, belongs to this, and that doesn't ensure that portions are very clear, and that people don't always go through the side of the land. And that's the intention there. Can we move to two? The area of jurisdiction is going to place it in paragraph 1. Paragraph 8 must be met, and such map must be published under the notice. Referred to in paragraph 8. If there are changes in terms of this area of jurisdiction, a person must know now that I belong to enforcement territory. And then I'm no longer disinvolved to decide. At least it's enough for people to know that. But that doesn't mean that this thing can't overlap in terms of administration, but in terms of football, general. That enforcement has doesn't overlap to enforcement Malule. And ended up taking and then people sometimes fight over this minor issue. Can we move on, call it things 51? May is now moved to once a year meet with the senior traditional leader. That a king must meet with him. Should be compulsory. That we don't have kings, we don't meet with traditional senior traditional leader. They meet with them only for business purposes, but they don't just meet at least once a year to brief them. And also for them to brief the king about what is happening in the area of jurisdiction of the king. And as we indicated again, quite a very flexible boundary jurisdiction, very, very flexible. But in other communities, a little bit fixed because you can get to see that the bounds of people so and so move from here to here. And then it's a little bit some flexibility on that. But the law should allow a little bit flexibility for demarcation purposes, for demonstration. Can we move on to page 54? Now, in page 34 there, non-partitia, we put in on 7.1a, and then let's move on to 17.2, by notice in a relevant provincial gazette, that the premier must ensure that the council is being established in this area, and then there's a gazette that is formal, for people to read and know that, oh, that area now is the candidate that is working, or sub-candidate that is working. Again, it's just to encourage some transparency that people must be informed about some of the issues. And then can we move on there? We have indicating the portion of the land forming part of such area to issue, which area must be mapped, and such a map must be published under the notice. Can we move to page 55? Yes, sir.
See, on 55, sub 5 there, the chairperson of a traditional sub-council must be designated by the traditional council after consultation with members of the traditional sub-council. We had a discussion where we suggested that the chairperson of the traditional sub-council must be elected by the members of the sub-council. And we said we're going to think about that. I would prefer that the sub-council elected their chairperson rather than having it imposed on them. That would be more democratic.
And then the sub-council one, chairperson then sits in the
yeah.
In the council, okay. All right. for the
Thanks. We also indicated when we were discussing this to say this is just an extension of traditional council. And usually, because you know there are representatives from these villages, usually the person that will be nominated will be a person from those areas. But I agree that perhaps if the person is nominated at that level, it will become much better. So that perhaps we can put it like that, to say the person is nominated by the sub-council itself. And obviously, that person nominated should be the person serving in the traditional council, because otherwise we don't close it like that.
Absolutely. Mm. The chairperson must be the representative of the traditional council.
That's the next subsection is six.
Covering that?
Yeah. Although the same word as you said, the designated head will have to be just changed.
58, yeah. New paragraph 8 there, are we happy?
58.
F there, sub F there, 19 sub F is consequential issue there.
Yep.
And then we had a long discussion about other general issues.
Mm.
And then we put it in now. We did that 2 months that we are putting in.
Okay.
Yes, well.
After we have deleted other general and say the statement must be audited, I strongly feel that there must be a qualifier, because they cannot just get a person in the street and say come and then the statement will not be credible. You know, maybe there can be a clause that says audited by whatever, qualified or something like that.
Chair, we did address that in clause 3. Sub-clause 3 of that, where we say if an audit is not performed by the Auditor General may review any such audit and may make any may make such recommendations or findings. I see that hasn't been included. It's on page 59. So we've got 3A. If an audit contemplated in section 2B is not performed by the Auditor General may review any such audit, and then we include it, and make such recommendations or findings as appropriate in his or her view.
They said it all
I can see that it's covered there. These traditional councils are at a fledgling stage at the moment. When you talk, the books must be audited, many of them. They can just take somebody and say, this one is educated, can you come and do the auditing? Then we will be burdening the Auditor General. If we can put a qualifier to say, at least somebody that has requisite skills or qualified, so that from the beginning, they don't just take the wrong person. By virtue of you having passed master, they think that you can audit the book.
Okay. Then you can appoint anyone with a requisite skill.
Yeah, requisite skill.
Just broadening, because the Auditor General anyway is in charge of the of ensuring that thing. That they don't go out there finding one who can write and read and then say audit this and make a mess of the situation. Doctor?
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. Just on the last issue that was raised, you know, about if they review what they can actually do. When we, after the meetings where the Auditor General briefed the committee some weeks ago and then we discussed this with them, they said that the Public Audit Act, do I have them correct? Public Audit Act,
yeah,
covers apparently everything already. It tells them what they can do. Also, they didn't, remember they didn't want, they asked us to remove the by Auditor General word, because the Public Audit Act, remember this is government, state money, the Public Audit Act tells them how to appoint, who to appoint, from what I understand. I'm not an expert on that act. But they said it's not necessary for us to actually, you know, say, refer to fines or anything, because that act covers it itself in again what they may not do, apparently.
Chair, can I make a proposal with regard to the DG's concern? And that is...
qualified auditor.
Have its financial statements audited by a registered auditor registered with the IRBA, the independent... Do they call themselves the independent regulatory board for auditors? So then it's a registered auditor.
The same will apply on page 60.
Don't we have kept that one?
Yes.
Which is our cast
then? The same will apply on page 60, chair, 4A there at the bottom.
A premium must submit copies of the report to the President to the National House and the Provincial House for notice.
Sorry, we're moving quite quickly here, and I just have to keep track of where we are.
At page 62.
Yeah.
62. What we insert that to the proposal as number.
Chair, my concern is 62 on 62 sub 3. If a premier is of the view that a council does not or cannot fulfill a statutory, and then we had comma financial or customary obligations.
Those are the financial responsibilities.
In other words, they can't pay their bills. You can then... And the same then goes on sub 4, all the way through sub 4, and 5, and 6, and 7.
They're inserting financial now.
Yes, Chair.
That they are responsible for the billing, statutory responsibility, financial responsibility, and customer obligation. That is where? Dr. Agafai?
Yeah, I think so. I was just wondering, isn't statutory covering financial obligation? Because they act in terms of statute, isn't it? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'm not 100% certain, but at least
it will have
you
there's no harm in including
you're
it.
There's no harm in
including it. Particularly for the tax, because it's that segment say will not be explicit.
Chair, then further, on page 60, it's 62 at the bottom, 7. Oh no, it's being included, thank you.
Can we move page 23D there, where the inspector provided that the department must have the reflection to monitor the management of finances of the year. Because if there's a crisis, they can't account, the department must come and manage. They appointed someone anyway to assist them to manage their finances. That's what we inserted there. Can we move to 64? May 64, 3, current figure 5B, a premium must instead of May, and we put in paragraph there, 3, and we move to 64. 64C, the minister, matters of the region of finance, minister of finance, after consultation with the senior, by notice in the Gazette, given the minimum standard to be comply with by premium to the purposes of power. And then we added again, the financial year of any council contemplated in this section must be aligned to the financial year of a provincial department responsible for providing financial support. I think they have kept that is correct. 4A, the May deleted, must be better. Madam?
Chair, 4B. The provincial government of a province where a branch of a Khoisan community has been recognized is responsible for, and then we inserted the word overseeing the financial expenditure in relation to the attendance. Because they're not actually responsible for it, they're responsible for oversight.
Well, then we're very responsible for it. The idea was that they're actually responsible for it, because remember, where you have your branch heads can be in different provinces from where the main community is. So obviously, let's say there's a main community in the Northern Cape. Northern Cape provincial government is responsible for that. But if there's a branch head of that main community in Mpumalanga, then Northern Cape cannot incur expenditure of a person in another province. So Mpumalanga will be responsible for the financial expenditure of that person. But if you look at what that person has to do, you're talking about attending at least once a year, I think, the meetings of the main community and the council, or four times a year. So I don't think it can be allowed that Western Cape, for example, pays for the people sitting in Northern Cape or anything like that.
No. Well, premiers are the truth to
yeah, maybe.
And you can't fault them.
And we're not talking about many people either.
Then they're the truth.
Yeah.
Let's move to 66. 66,
that is 24, sub 3, sub 4, okay.
Sub
5,
yeah.
Sub 6. I don't have a problem with 6D, but I do have a problem with 6C. And not so much with the reference to 63, sub 22, but what we were specifically looking at, that looks at all future deals. And what we suggested was that all existing deals must,
yeah,
within 2 years of the date of the enactment of this Act be reviewed by the Premier. So I would suggest that we put in D, that all existing deals and partnerships, that all partnerships and agreements as contemplated in 1622 that are in existence as of the date of,
yeah,
enactment must within 2 years be reviewed by the Premier.
Chair, thanks. When we get to page 115, where that particular sub-clause is, because we put that in as a transitional arrangement, the review of it's talking about the existing one. I'll just read the first sentence there. It says that any partnership or agreement entered into by any of these councils prior to the commencement of this Act must within 3 years. Yeah, and by the way, we made it 3 years because, you know, we have no idea how many are out there. Maybe there's 10, maybe there's a million, who knows?
No. Yeah. Okay, but 8 days, did it say?
With
seven.
Great objection.
Sorry,
from myself.
We didn't put in anything here about participation by the border community in such deals and partnerships. We spoke about it, but it hasn't been inserted,
mm-hmm,
where we said there must be
community participation.
Public participation in here.
Right.
May find it somewhere sometime. Let us play it back. It's a sumo cause that they get traditional leaders, the kings and queens, when they enter into any partnership, they have conducted their councils and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, Chair, thank you. The current experience is that this structure sometimes runs out. and if it's written here, you know, one is for the one thing to do as taxes, and it will affect if it's not covered anywhere.
Has
to make sure that the community is informed about this. They got more than 5, 6 expenditures the past 3-4 years. Good houses were bent because, you know, this deal, somebody comes and talks to the king, to the chief, and maybe buy a car for them and give them money. And they just agree without having consulted the community broadly. So as part of bringing harmony and stability in communities, if it is spelled out in the manner that is being suggested, I think it will help.
I would suggest, Chair, that it needs to come in under 24 sub 3.
24 sub 3. Okay. You okay, fine?
Chair, thanks. You know, I don't have a principal problem with that, but when these things were discussed, you know, also at other forums. And remember, there's a council representing the community. The council consists of selected and elected members. And this is this council who's entering into the partnership agreement. And I've, once when somebody else also, you know, raised this possibility of should there be public participation, I asked the question, I said, we have 490 members of parliament representing us. When parliament takes a decision, they don't first call a referendum because they are representing us. They take a decision on behalf of us. Isn't this council consisting of elected and elected members representing the community? But if committee decide, you know, says we must bring it in, we can. But then maybe, either under 24, 3 or 6.
In reality, even the members that are representing the community, I think the issue here is accountability. That, you know, that structure must be accountable to the community. Even if there's representation, we can't vouch that people will give feedback to the community.
Mm.
So in order for this structure to be held accountable, there has to be something that goes back to the community.
I'm happy with that. If we're okay to go with it, I'm happy with it. But I just wanted to point out that even Parliament is required to conduct public participation hearings.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had numerous pieces of legislation that have been overturned.
Yeah.
Because of inadequate public participation. So the decisions of Parliament are as subject to public participation as anything else.
Now we'll bring it in. Under 3, sub 3.
We are setting new structures. We are going to get used to accountability. It doesn't cause any harm. Can you move to 68? The yellow tree there is what the inserted.
68.
68. The amended area there.
Sorry, Chair, just before we go on to 69. We said that they need to obtain the concurrence, they need to consult the relevant houses, etc., and they need to inform the department of the extent of the role, the conditions, resources, etc. It says that the department must keep proper record of the information contained in paragraphs A and B. Is that sufficient? In other words, we said that they must record all delegations of roles and functions against the name of a traditional leader. In other words, the roles and functions that have been delegated to a traditional leader. But apart from that, we also need to make those roles and functions public. So it's a little bit more than just keeping a record. It's about having the actual delegation. Do they have the authority to do that? And can I check that they, as a member of the public, can I check that they have the authority to do what they claim to have?
So by noticing the Gazette, you must...
On a website, roles and functions of traditional leaders by province, by region, whatever it might be.
So we'll put
it
there.
Trying to make them legitimate. So some of the reason why in other areas or many areas are not wanted is that they don't communicate. Communicate with community. It simply assumed that they are there, therefore community. They can just whatever situation. That's why houses were banned. Professors, because community are not consulted. But in areas where they've been consulting community, they are very respected traditional leaders. That's why it can't be a general statement that says all of them are hated. In other areas, in fact, they are loved, more than members of parliament. That's because they communicate better with their communities. I think we are trying to make them relevant, trying to ensure that they communicate. As they communicate, they will be loved by community. They will be respected by community. And the people, they are always respect such that communicate with them, doesn't take them for a ride. And because anyway, many people in rural areas now, they are learned as young individuals. They appreciate constitutional responsibility, communication. I think the point that we are trying to tighten up, accountability of the structure. Once they account, they will be respected by community.
Most of the conflicts in the rural areas under traditional leaders are actually located within the leadership, the royal leadership. There's conflict today.
Yeah.
There's a very big conflict. They fight over the things that the traditional leader is doing because they see what he's doing. The rest of the people aren't aware of what the traditional leader is doing.
Okay. Just a concern about on 67 and towards 68, it's 25 sub 4, where a council or leader is not performing. And we said that they can capacitate such councils or leaders, but we haven't said, and they can also withdraw the resources, but what we haven't said is that in the case of withdrawal, this is what happens. What I envisage here is something along the lines of what happens in a municipal council, where a traditional council is placed under administration or... I'm not, you know, we need some kind of intervention process where they can be dissolved, placed under administration or something like that if they are not performing. All you've said here is that the resources can be withdrawn or we can capacitate them. It's an either or and there's no sort of middle ground.
Chair, the previous clauses that, you know, the one that deals with the administration issues, makes provision now where you can put your whole council on the administration. But remember, this one is only about allocation of roles.
Yeah.
So if you allocate the role to me, for example, and I can't do it, you simply take it away. Or you first, I think we brought it in now to say, well, first try to capacitate me, teach me how to do it. And if you can't, if I can't do it, then it's just taken away. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the allocation of a role.
All right. So
it's not a co-council or the leader or anything that must be placed under.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we move to 69? May 31st, now it's June 30th, 2022. Composition of a national house, we have deleted that. That is 12/28. We have inserted there 4.1A. The whole paragraph there, but I think we're putting in there, we'll put it there now. Just reorganizing it to someone, and you reorganize it to put it there, place the rent. And there's any issue there? Can we move to 71? Continuation there of 70 to 71. Area there, they are highlighted, yellow. 60 days now, it's 30 days. And of course, it's from 20 Charles 4, 29. And then the last one, 12, 5, there, 12, 29, Pap 5, each provincial house must elect one of the members from the previous session to go and speak to the avatar. Can we move on? Now we're in disqualification 30. More than 12 months is put there. I think it's more than 12 months without an option of a fine. Because the disqualification, a member of parliament who can be charged, we can send us more than 12 months, but we still have an option of a fine. If we have no option of a fine, then we are both. And then just to ensure that of it for help. Page 74, honor 7 is clean. Consequential changes there. Speech and meetings of the National House 331A. We have put there must take place 90 days after its constitution. But they don't wait forever. For months and months and months, they don't go to the day. We don't know if it has the same or not. It's 90 days there. And then we had a long discussion on 33.7. The decision of the National House must be taken by consensus, and where a vote is taken, such as a question is, by a majority of members present and voting in the
nation. Chair, I have no problem with sub 7 there, but I do have a problem still with sub 1B.
Sub 1B.
Yeah, I believe that must should be a may.
Must, well, must be may. May address the annual year. The president or a person designated by him or her must address or may address him. He has some discussion there, whether it's from Baza for
right.
The president or whoever the designated by president to come and address him or not. The point was that the may can make it flexible. Maybe it must be the proper one to put it there. But it seems there was no fixed idea about the point. What is in legal terms here? We raise the point that anyone who becomes the head of state would find it very difficult not to go and address the country. There will be absolutely a very strange reason that the head of state or anyone designated by him would refuse to go and address this issue. We must also plan in a manner that not because of the current problem, because we're not planning for this problem, we're planning for next many years to come for the future.
The main purpose, the reason why it should be the president, should be Mark, because the president starts in February with the State of the Nation address, outlining the priorities for that financial year. Now, the houses have also got to assist in terms of the implementation of some of those things that impact on rural communities. And it has worked over the years where the president is sharing a broader vision of what government is intending to do and achieve. And so it was replicated. Eastern Cape is a good example. As soon as the premier has opened the State of the Province address, all the executive council of the province speak with the provincial house to say these are priorities in the area, these are the things that we impact. That has worked quite well.
I know that we had a long discussion here with Bill for lunch in December. Well, that must be made. The point was raised that the president is not accountable to the many other structures that is in such a parliament. But there was a view that we expressed from that there is no harm for president to go in the press. Yes.
The point is that by making it May, it's at the President's discretion as to whether or not he wants to address them. By making it must, you're saying he is obligated to address them, that he has some kind of accountability to the House of Traditional Leaders which he clearly does not in terms of the Constitution. He is not accountable to the House of Traditional Leaders. By making it May, he has the option, should he desire to address them, he may. But I think I think we need to be very careful here about imposing things on the President that the drafters of the Constitution had no intention of imposing on the President. You know, if he still wants to go and tell them what his plan of action is, that's his prerogative. That's his prerogative. I don't think we should put it in here and say, you have to go.
A President account to Parliament.
Yeah.
Parliament, the board houses, account there, by law, by everything. Another structure is that the behalf of the president. He may agree, may send another person, but the point that we are raising it would be very rare a professor to have a president who don't want to go and address that house. Because they're a very influential house anymore. And then when you put May or Mas, it would be immaterial. Because the head of state will go and address it. I think whoever comes in 2019, sure, you go and address them. One way. The point was that we mustn't make it obligatory as if it's constitutional. It's not constitutional. It's at the behest of the president, whoever becomes the president. And even a premier is not compulsory to do so. But very few premiers that I know had ever refused to go and address the house. In fact, they put it on their calendars because they take the houses very simple. Professor, I think that may or must shouldn't be an issue that can kill us on that.
And I'm convinced that no reason for going to take. Because if it may, they may ask the minister of the Hawke to do it.
Okay. Remain with May?
Change the May.
Umar is removed.
Yeah.
Through persuasion. That we are persuaded. General President is not obliged to address this house. And then not compulsory. The president is compulsory to account to Parliament. He's appointed by us, is accounting to us here at Parliament. Any other structure of the society, he can go there, he can delegate another person to do the work, but it's very difficult for him not to do that generally under political situation. It would be a very strange president, they think it seems to ignore a structure as big as this, not to go in at rest. If I were our president, and I'm saying, every year I'll go there because they're very big constituents in the South African context. But it's not a government structure. They're not a government structure. Okay, let's move. May. Let us put that majority, we reduce that policy. So we thought that's too hard to put a decision to that. In fact, it's when we are changing fundamental values of any society. By a majority of members, it means it's 50 plus 1, that's a majority of members. And then they're not too bad to really taking a decision or killing them. That was a view that was expressed, it seems also covered here. And then by majority of members, if there are 10, 6 members taking that decision, it's 50 plus 1, then the decision is 10. We don't want to kill them, to make the threshold too high. They are not taking decisions that can change the economic structure of the country or change the education and anything. Yeah, because they are also under the constitutional issue. We had a long discussion about Chief Justice there. We thought that we should put Chief Justice for the head of the international level. Give some dignity to them. And but at the same time, it's a very good structure. We must also allow them space to be appointed by Chief Justice. Members of Parliament brought this decision. That's why we even signed a letter of appointing us as members of Parliament. I'm not sure we still have that letter signed by Chief Justice. We have appointed you as a member of Parliament. Born here as a member of Parliament. But a good exercise. All of us there, whether present or not, coming in power there. Melham was very good that day. Bought a new suit. We don't want to buy new suits now, but that was a new suit. Just to go and bow. and take an oath for our
I think there's something that doesn't sound on the yellow one, on
yeah.
the something that seems not to be correct.
Yeah.
I think it should read Chief Justice or
yeah. Yeah.
a judge.
Yeah, designated by him.
Yeah.
Or. 34, there, clause 34, 1. Can we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Page 75. Chief Justice or, I think we put it off there by mistake.
Yeah.
Or a judge of work is a message. Can we move on to page 73, which is of National House? There's a long discussion on this. I hope you're not going for a long,
yes.
long
no, just a question.
Yeah,
Chair, 36.1a, Romans 2. I have no recollection, and I can't find it in my records because I make notes all the way through as we discuss these things, where we spoke about including the principles of Ubuntu. I don't recall that discussion ever taking place, and I think that the principles of Ubuntu are, while they are very laudable, is a very vague criteria. To put down as a duty of the national house. So what does that mean? You know, you'd have to unpack it, you'd have to define it, you'd have to explain what is meant by the principles of Ubuntu. I think that if we left it as nation building, I think we'd be okay. But to start including things like the principles of Ubuntu, I think is
there was a discussion about this.
Honorable Masondu raised it.
The issue of Ubuntu. One member raised it, I think it was Mason.
Yes.
He raised it passionately.
I don't know.
And then there was a lot of discussion. The discussion was about the constitution of the country is based on the philosophy of Ubuntu. Do you want to put it again in the law, where it's covered already of dignity, of all the issues that were put there, in terms of the values of the constitution? And then Professor, there was a long discussion about this. At the time, Masondo presented a formidable case for Ubuntu. But also there was a view that Ubuntu is a breaker, so it's a bigger for philosophy. And therefore, it's covered already in the Constitution. But the values of the Constitution are taken from that philosophy. Why should we put it again in the law? That's a long discussion.
Can we remove it?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to suggest if this was rephrased because it's too broad and vague as well. If we were to look at including custodianship of culture,
no.
because custodianship of culture covers a whole range of things.
Well, we've got that already, too.
Under
Roman
5.
Preservation of culture and tradition.
We can remove this.
We can delete it.
Yeah. If the committee says.
Nation building.
Covers everything.
No problem.
We'll take it out.
Please note, Chair, I'm not anti-Ubuntu. I just want it on record, I'm not anti-Ubuntu.
No. We can take it out to Ubuntu already. Ubuntu is not something very strange. The Constitution, in fact, takes that value very well.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take other values more than what the Constitution has covered, the principles, and also the philosophy of Ubuntu. And then all the social justice matters from there. The social justice matters and all other issues there. I think nation building can be fine.
Yeah.
Don't forget that some of these people, they regard themselves as a nation. But we know that they're not nations, but they have no other way to explain themselves. They don't want also to be called some clan. They say that there's nothing like that in their philosophy. Therefore, we leave this to moon to the nation, dignity. But we know that they're not a nation, there's one South African nation. And then within that, there's a lot of other people identifying themselves as what. I think we are flexible in working on that. They will change their camp also. Let us move on to page 77. The definition there. Clause 37.1. we have visited from West there. Can we move to page 78? 78, there's no new error that we included there. Unless comrades are picking up some issues, members are picking up some issues. Can we move to 79? 79 on the B, or the 3B, we've inserted that cancer.
Just to explain that one, I only highlighted those two words. There was actually no amendment there. It was a technical thing that paragraph had to stand out. In the printed version, it was aligned under B.
Yeah.
It's just a technical correction. So.
No, can we move to the definition there, 39A1, a new corrected version there in parliamentary bill. I think we have a long discussion on this, based on the point that we are raising on this area.
Yeah.
It's not a fourth tier of government, that they of course will enhance government at this process, and then we put a momentary government in two. Can we move to page 80? Relation between National House and Kings and Queens. Kings, Queens, and principal traditional leader. Yes.
Chair, this is a thought check.
It's not a brain wave.
Well, I don't know, Chair. There are other types of brain things that happen sometimes. I'm concerned that this doesn't refer to Khoisan communities. That it makes it refers to kings, queens, and principal traditional leaders. But there's no requirement for them to interact with Khoisan communities here over matters that may affect them.
This is a point, though, that the National House surely must build relationship with all traditional leaders. Kings and queens, because the real issue of this bill is the recognition of coins. I'm not sure that can cause harm somewhere for Dr. if we put
the Chair, the relationship, I remember the discussions, also if you look at the current law, which we are changing here, the relationship by the National House, which is a national body, here is with the kings and the queens.
Because the coins are part of this house.
Remember, they will be part of the house, and then as you go to the provincial house levels where they interact, remember the senior coins leaders will be at the same level basically as the senior traditional leaders. So that interaction will be on provincial level. But you're quite correct, Khoisan members will also be part of the National House.
Yeah.
But this was just for the interaction. At the moment, the law only said kings and queens. And then the committee decided the last time that we should include the principals, because the principals,
they're still there.
They are still there, and they were paramount originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that level.
Chair, can I make a suggestion here? That the National House may meet with any recognized traditional or Khoisan leader to discuss the activities in front. In other words, if there is an issue that, let's say there's a dispute or something like that people want to raise up to the National House, that would then give any recognized traditional or Khoisan leader the ability to interact with the National House. I don't know if that's going to have a knock-on consequence, but I think it would allow a broader dialogue than what this is. This is essentially saying the only people that we can have a discussion with are the kings, queens, and principals.
Can I? Okay, the next clause. Remember, there's also protocol in these structures, but the next clause talks about the relationship between your national house and your provincial houses. And then what it says there, if you go to page 81, it's your interaction with your provincial houses and your local houses.
I think that's 81
sub 2. Sub 2, yes. There, for example,
okay.
If there's interaction with, you have to at least acknowledge the structures at provincial or local level. But if they do not exist, then the National House can directly interact with those councils, including the Khoisan.
Then where the National House is
sufficient
with the local house, or traditional or coincident councils. Such interaction must be done in consultation with relevant provincial arms.
Yeah.
Just the national comes and says we are meeting with this. They don't seek mandate.
Yeah.
But they are notifying the structure that we are there, we are coming to meet with this, and then they can continue doing that. They cover the bonus men and women. Can we move to support to National House 42.1 B? We support the subject to budget allocation. There's a long discussion about this. But it's important that those of us know that whatever they do,
yeah,
within the money that is allocated, they wouldn't have more money when there's no money. Can we move to 482? I think 82, 83, the National House must have to certain one establish an ethics committee. It's a long discussion,
yeah,
on this. But we do agree that they must have an ethics committee. Because on many occasions also they deal with many other issues that involve business interests or that. The resolution of the National House at 84.
Hang on, Chair.
Yes.
Okay, Chair. I still don't agree with the establishment of an ethics committee, but there was a discussion about that it should be open, subject except where closed in terms of the rules and orders. And I don't see that included here.
That of course ethics committee.
No. The rules of in terms of the rules, orders and committees of the National House, we said that the House must be open to the public except where it's closed in terms of the rules and orders of the House.
Parliament is open for public. All committees of Parliament are open to be, we can be taken to court if we try not to do that. Of course, given the rules, whatever, some they may apply for themselves to say, no, but this one is closed for this reason and this reason. But general structure that in government must be open to the public. If it is somewhere there, we can indicate it. If it's not there, then that's
fine. If it is not covered in other areas, it will be a very important element of, you know, which will begin to promote transparency. And in terms of the business, that is being deliberated upon.
You must know, but sometimes they will say that some are
called the
then the meeting that commoners there also.
Chair, thanks. I think there's no problem, but can I, with the committee's agreement, suggest that we rather put it on the clause 33, which deals with seats and meetings of the House. If necessary, we can have a cross-reference to the rules.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. 33.
Can we move to 84? There's no issue there, except to that it requires majority of members. 85? Can we move to 85? There are a lot of consequential changes there.
Lost.
And 85, 3A, we deleted a large part of that. It is inserted now 85, 3A, 11 figure 1 and 2. And then there's a yellowed area, page 8, from page 85 to
84.
And then move to page 87. Consequential changes there. On the date, really, April 22. Let's move to 89 there, consequential changes. 87, page 90. Commission on coins and money. We've deleted a lot of things.
Yeah.
We have already covered some of the issues. And in page 98, Daniel called on the establishment of this commission. The point was that don't make it a advisory committee, make it a commission. And then it's going to work anyway to advise God, but make it a commission. And we don't have a lot of argument why this one was commissioning us now, the advisory thing. We thought that that is not
right. Very
true. Yes,
The old 56, the old clause 56 sub 8, we suggested that we keep.
The new 59.
Chair, Dr. Betts is indicating that it's the new, it's
yeah.
been brought back as a new clause.
59, yeah. On the general, yeah.
I want to propose that we break now, Paula. We have been long in this house. Let us pray for members. We have lied at the time now. Is it possible for us to resume our work at 2?
Yeah.
We are not far.
You are looking at the incident today.
Let us draw some time, get some new offers in our price.
Thank you.